Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. Steve Johnson here, the great predictor, coming to you live from Lewisville, Texas, actually suburb of Dallas, along with Minnesota Tim Porajka, coming to you from Hollywood, Minnesota, and now the Field of Dreams, coming live from Mom and Dad's house, Tim Porajka.
Yeah, coming live from Mom and Dad's house. My mom's at work. My dad is home from the road, and he's in the kitchen staring at me, drinking some coffee. And Ma, the meatloaf! I feel like I'm doing my best Will Ferrell Wedding Crashers impression here in Hollywood, Minnesota. So, yeah, great morning. Going golfing this morning, believe it or not. So last year at this time, it was snowing. It was a blizzard out in the great state of Minnesota. And this morning, it's going to be the last round of the year with Cousin Jacob. Cousin Jacob and I are going golfing at 9 o'clock this morning. And let me explain to you, we're coming to you on a Friday morning. Let me explain to you the conditions that we're about to face at 9 o'clock this morning. So the weather says wintry storm mix, 20% of that at 8:30 this morning.
Ouch.
And then at 9 o'clock, it says chance of rain. And then at 10 o'clock, it says higher chance of rain. And then at 11 o'clock, it says the rain is supposed to be gone. So I think we're only going to get 9 holes in this morning, but we're going to be grinding out there at the Great Shadowbrook Golf Course for the last round of the year, trying to break. I don't know. I guess we're only doing 9 holes, so I can't really break 79, but going to try and break 45 in that awful wind.
Well, Tim, since it's the last round of the year, it seems only fitting that you go sneak on some type of golf course, some type of private club up there. Any ideas on private clubs? Are you going to go? That would be a great way to end 2020. I mean, 2020 was a crazy year for golf.
Yeah, it was a crazy year for
golf. That would be a fitting end to get kicked off of a private club in 37 degree temperatures, winter storm mix, raining, you with your hoodie on, and you and Terrell Hatton wearing hoodies.
You make a great point, Steve. You make a great point. So let me interject real quick here. So I did sneak onto a private golf course earlier this year because I was drawn to the game. I was drawn to the driving course.
It was misleading, though. You're misled, Tim.
I was misled.
You didn't know. You saw the balls were out there on the range.
The
right?
Balls on the driving range, Steve. That's, I mean, who sees balls? Who's a golf addict, okay? Sees balls just sitting on the driving range and doesn't just want to go out there and flush them.
It's an invitation. It is an invitation. You gotta take that invitation.
I'm producing 3 golf podcasts: the Hank Haney podcast, Shane and Max Homo's podcast, and then another Shane Bacon podcast. So I'm working with 3 of the top golf personalities in the world. I'm the producer. I see balls on the driving range, and I want to just play. And this morning, when I go out to Shadowbrook, is a perfect explanation to me being just drawn to the golf course, despite difficult, crappy conditions, feeling drawn to go play in these cold temperatures is just something that I need to do.
It is. I mean, you got to end 2020 the right way. And I think you're doing it. I think we've got, and we're going to talk about it a little bit later. You got something else coming up today Big event, milestone event. But this is the milestone number 41 for the Saturday Strong podcast. And I tell you what, there's a theme to this number 41, Tim. It's not presidential. I know we've got an election coming up here too. And they refer to presidents by their number. Do you have any idea who number 41 was?
Dirk Nowitzki.
I'm talking about presidents, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, he asked me who number 41 was, and nobody better than Dirk Nowitzki, who's number 41 for the Dallas Mavericks.
That is true. That is true. There's some other, if we're going to the NBA first, and the ABA, which because we've got to give equal time to the American Basketball Association, which is now defunct. Does the name Sven Nader mean anything to you?
Not really, no.
Well, Sven Nader was most famously known for being the backup to college legend. Oh, gosh, now I'm forgetting his name. Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. Okay, there we
yes.
go.
Yes. Yeah. Bill Walton. Sven Nader was a backup. How about the name Bill Laimbeer?
Oh, Bill Laimbeer, former Minnesota Timberwolves assistant and bad boy for the Detroit Pistons.
Right, right. Does the name Will Perdue mean anything to you?
Yes, yeah. And Chicago Bulls, yeah.
Are you seeing a pattern here?
Slow white guys.
Yes, yes. Now we do have, there's one, the name that really pops out is NBA player that number 41, and I want to dedicate this show. He's going to get my what was the award that we do at the end?
It's Big the Dick McGee.
Big
of
Dick
the week.
McGee. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
This guy was back in the day in the NBA. He was Charles Barkley before there was a Charles Barkley. I'm not talking about his personality. I'm talking about a guy that really plays much much bigger than he really is. I mean, Charles Barkley is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, is about. They say he's like 6'8 or 6'9. He's about 6'5 or 6'4. He's not that big, but he played way above his height. And I'm going to dedicate this show. This is my dedication to number 41, probably one of the best 41s that I've ever seen play. You didn't get the opportunity to see him, but his name is Wesley Unseld.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did the, I think he did like the full court pass over the head.
Is that what he was known as?
I think that's what he was known for. I think that's what he did. But, yeah. Wes Unseld. Okay. Famous
Wes Unseld,
so,
yes.
Earlier, you mentioned Tyrrell Hatton. And Tyrrell Hatton won in Europe somewhere, like the BMW PGA or something. And he did it in a hoodie. So I'm known for cargo shorts. Tyrrell Hatton won in a hoodie. It must have been a little chilly out there. What are your overall thoughts on that?
You know, the outfits that the pros wear, I mean, it's changed over the years. I mean, they do have a dress code. It used to be collared shirts only. And then you look back in the 40s and 50s, and, you know, even Ben Hogan was wearing kind of a mock turtleneck, had no collar on it. We've gone back to that. Tiger Woods in big tournaments, majors, was wearing the mock turtle. There's a lot of guys that are doing the same. Now, Tyrrell Hatton is kind of fashion forward. And Hank had Tommy Armour on, Tommy Armour III, who was known as look good, feel good, play good was his motto. He was always voted by the players as the best dressed because he always wore the most expensive clothes. I mean, Italian pants. He would wear shirts just one time. He'd take them out of the bag, wear them once, and never wear them again. I mean, quirky. But good dresser. He accessorized too, Tim. And let me give you a little lesson on accessories. The pants, the belt, the shoes, the cap. I mean, we're all important parts of Tommy Armour's outfit. And he was one of the best. And probably still on the PGA Tour Champions is known as a very top dresser. But the hoodie, as a little gangster, I don't know about the hoodie. I could never play in a hoodie. Even when I was in high school, it binds you up. You know, I mean, when you're turning your shoulders and you've got the hood on and it's attached to the shoulders and in the sweater.
It's thick. It's a little thick.
Yeah. And it's just, it's not not only is it not a good look, it's not very functional.
Oh, it's a great look. I love the look.
It's gangster, Tim. It's gangster.
No, it's not gangster. It's not gangster, Steve. Come on. The hoodie is great. I love the hoodie. I wear hoodies all the time. I gave my girlfriend one of my hoodies because I just love hoodies. And
really?
I love seeing my girlfriend in my hoodie. It's kind of sexy. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I mean, this is just another example of golf being a very stuffy sport. I mean, he wins in a hoodie. Who cares? He played fast. He was one of the fastest players on the PGA Tour. He takes care of the greens. And I mean, come on. I don't care if you're wearing cargo shorts, short shorts, a Speedo. As long as you're playing with respect and integrity, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
But with that, let's take our first break on the Hank Kennedy podcast. Go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for a free 2-week supply of Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It will take care of your aches and pains. And it's free right now, F-R-E-E. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com right now for a free 2-week supply. When we come back, Steve has a little Masters preview, a little early Masters preview. And I've got a huge day. And the biggest topic surrounding that, I've got, it's called, I'm going to tease it by calling it Navigating the Lies. Navigating the Lies. That's coming up around the corner, and I'll explain that in the third segment.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. The great predictor here, Steve Johnson, and we were talking about number 41. This is week number 41, 41 consecutive weeks of broadcasting here on the Saturday Strong. And I got to dedicate to this. Number 41 is one of the big three. Is met at the Ryder Cup back in Valhalla back in 2009? The Ryder Cup, Team USA, bunch of ragtaggers. But we had the big three there, Tim. The big three was in order of me meeting them on hole number 5 was number 41, not Bill Laimbeer, not Dirk Nowitzki, not Will Perdue, but it was none other than President George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, you met George Bush.
He waved to me. I didn't know who he was. He was on the other side of the fairway in a golf cart. So I thought I'll walk over there and see who it is. And as I got closer, I realized it was the president. So went over there, took my hat off, and said, "Mr. President, are you enjoying yourself?" He says, "Yeah." He said, "I got a great seat here."
Was he waving towards you, or were you?
He was waving at me. He was waving at no. I was inside the ropes because, as a teacher to one of the players, we got the privilege of being inside the ropes, which was awesome because I just walk right behind the players, right behind the match, and I would get an unobstructed view of what was going on. It was great. It was one of the great sporting events that I felt like I was participating in because I was inside the ropes.
Were you there with Tiger?
No, I was there with Tiger Woods was injured at the time. Tiger was a no-show. It was the ragtag team of, we ended up winning the Ryder Cup there, broke a little drought, but Ben Curtis was my student, and a lot of great memories, a lot of great ones. So this one's to you, Mr. President. He's up in heaven now, but number 41, great man, great man. That was one of the big three. You want to know who the other two were?
So I'm confused here. So George W. Bush was president number 41, right?
No, 43.
He was 43.
Yes.
Isn't President Trump 44?
45.
He's 45.
Yes.
So wasn't Obama 43 and 44? Or is as a president, you only get one number?
If you know what? I'm not sure if you can change numbers.
Get two numbers? Do you get two numbers if you get reelected? So Trump's 45. If you get reelected, does he become 46 as well?
No.
Is he 45 and 46?
According to the list of presidents of the United States on Wikipedia, Tim, it has listed here a number 42 would have been Bill Clinton.
Oh,
number 43 would have been George W. Bush. Number 44 is Barack Obama, even though he went two terms. Number 45 is Donald J. Trump.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Great history lesson for me.
Yeah. And numerology, it's, you know, it's a, these guys just can't add numbers to their numbers. They are what they are.
Trump, yes.
Donald Trump is 45. If he wins the election this year, he will not be number 46. He'll still be number 45. You got that?
I got that.
Okay. All right. So we were talking, what were we talking about here? We were talking about, you
had to talk about the Masters. Yeah.
Okay. Unlike any other, the Masters and,
you just make that up yourself.
I was looking a little preview, and I know we're going to be getting into this in a few weeks because it is November 9th through 15th. But just to get you thinking about it, a couple big pieces of news here, Tim. One, only 90 players in the Masters this year. 90. That's a small field. And of that 90, you've got 24 first-timers. First-time players, which is guys that, these are pros, guys that have won tournaments, guys that have had special recognition and got invitations into the Masters tournament, like being at the top 30 in the Tour Championship, going to the finals. They all got invitations, whether they won or not. But there's 24 of those guys. Six amateurs this year, 16 past champions that are in the field. Now, some of them have a chance to win, but some of them have no chance at all. Like a Zach Johnson, no chance. Like a Bernard Langer, no chance to win. There's a lot like that. Freddie Couples is playing this year, and 61-year-old Freddie Couples. But you know what? I mean, this is a tournament that he loves. He always tends to do well there. You're just wondering what year he's gonna show up, and not that magic is not going to be. Not going to be happening, but we'll be narrowing down the week of. I'm sure I'll be on with Hank and you, and we'll talk about our picks. And defending champion Tiger Woods is playing, you know that. The biggest news, I think, for the Masters is not that there's 90 players, not that there's 24 first-timers, not that there's six amateurs, not that there's 16 past champions, but you know what the big news is of the Masters, Tim?
No, I don't.
This is the first year that you can buy Masters goodies, Masters merchandise with the logo online.
Oh, wow. Online. They're doing a little virtual, huh?
Yes. Now, I think people that do have tickets, the patrons that have tickets to the Masters, have some special permissions. I'm not sure exactly what their special permissions are, but they designate them as people that have privileges, unlike just the Joe buyer and like you and me. But anyone can get on the website, and it's not open yet. But stay tuned, because the merchandise will go very, very quickly. And have you ever been to the Masters, Tim?
I have not been to the Masters.
Okay, so when you go into, they have a new setup now. Back when last time I went was 2009. So in 2009, they had a big, they had the little pro shop there at Augusta. No one goes in there except the members and their guests. But they had a big kind of a warehouse where you'd go up and they would show all the merchandise, and you'd go to the counter, and when it was your turn, you'd say, hey, I'll take some of these and these and these and these. And they go pluck them out of inventory, and you can buy them. They'll ship them wherever you want to ship them. You can take them with you. Now, when people go in there and buy, Tim, people are buying 50, 60 caps. They're buying, a bunch of shirts. I mean, it's not like they're buying shirts for themselves and caps for themselves. They've got a long list of people that they need to buy for. And so one of the stipulations this year online, you only get two orders. You can order twice. Now, we're unsure whether that is you can only order two items, or you only get two trips to the pay window to say, hey, this is what I would like to get. I want 72 caps, white Masters. I want some flags. Give me one of those white jumpsuits. I made caddy sometime. All of that paraphernalia that it is all quality too, Tim. So the Joe golfer, the average Joe gets a chance to shop just like the big shots, the patrons at the Masters tournament this year. And I think that's a big deal.
That is pretty cool because the Masters, what they're known for is that shop. You have to attend the Masters to get stuff from the shop like you were talking about. And another thing, so some theories that I've heard about this shop. So some people have told me, so because I've never been there, that if you walk into that shop, it is impossible to walk out of that shop without buying at least one thing with the Augusta National Masters logo. Do you agree or disagree with that theory?
No, I mean, it's so busy in there. Now, they've got, it's different now, Tim. They created kind of a mall setting now where they have different shops and you can walk through. And I mean, this year's a little bit different, but next year in 5 months, it's the 2021 Masters, April 5th through 11th. And I'm sure, hopefully, it'll be a little bit more traditional where people can walk through and pick items and all that. Back when I went there, it was a project to get in the shop. You had to wait to get in this so-called warehouse. And then when you're in there, you were in there with one express purpose. And the express purpose was, man, I'm going to get some stuff. I'm getting stuff. I don't know exactly what I want to get. One of the things that I picked up when I was there, I wouldn't have guessed that I would have picked this up, but I thought, you know, shirts and t-shirts and things like that and caps are a staple. But I picked up two Masters pillows, Augusta National. They were embroidered pillows. And we still have those displayed on a little chair in our living room. And every time I walk by, I thought, man, it brings back great memories of being there, going there. I actually did one of your deals. I impersonated a player, got to go in the clubhouse. I mean, they are very, very strict about credentials and who goes in there. We told the story about Hank and Tiger giving him one of the credentials for his stepbrother, Earl Woods Jr. And Hank was wearing it. And one of the Pinkerton cops came up and said, hey, are you Earl Woods Jr.? And he said, no, I'm not. And Hank was going to go to the penalty box, but Tiger saved him. I went in as a player with my wife and had lunch in the clubhouse. And got to tell you, I was grinding.
Were you drawn? So why did you enter this clubhouse? Were you drawn to this clubhouse or what was the deal with that?
Well, you know, it was...
Did you see dinner on a plate and you were just drawn to it? So it technically wasn't your fault?
Well, no, here's the deal. This was back when American Airlines grounded a bunch of planes. This was back in 2009. And so I was there caddying for one of my students, Trip Keeney, who had won the USGA Mid-Am, and his dad, Ernie Keeney, had rented a couple houses. Venus Williams was there. She was staying at the house I was staying at with, she was dating at the time, Henry Keeney, who is Trip Keeney's brother. Kelly Keeney, LPGA player, she was there. And it was a great experience. And my wife was supposed to meet us there, and she got caught up in this grounding of the planes. And so she had a heck of a time getting there. And by the time she got to the tournament, we had already missed the cut. And so it was Friday afternoon. She said, should I come? I said, yeah, come anyway. We'll go out to the tournament and all. And so she got to meet Venus and hit it off with her. My wife plays tennis, and She hit it off with Venus. And that next morning, the houses that we were staying at, everyone left because my man had missed the cut. But Michelle and I were there. And so I thought, well, let's go to the tournament. We went and we watched the tournament. Tiger was there. He was playing. And the thing is, I felt like I got to make this a special occasion for my wife. And so Tripp gave me his badges for him and his wife. And we put those badges on. We went in the clubhouse and we had a great time.
Wow, that's worse than sneaking on a driving range and hitting golf balls, Steve.
I was impersonating a U.S. Mid-Am winner.
Yeah, I see that. That's worse than sneaking on a driving range, I'm telling you. All right, let's take our second break on the Hank Candy Podcast. Saturday Strong, episode 41. Check out HaneyUniversity.com right now. Hank has free daily golf tips. Subscribe to the newsletter for free. F-R-E-E. That's another thing that Hank has for free. HaneyUniversity.com and VoodooPainRelief.com. Hank has free daily golf tips. He's got a range finder for an incredible deal so you can figure out how far you hit your golf ball, because as I learned this year, that's something important to know. You can also check out Hank's push cart, which is one of the hottest items in golf right now. And he has his book, How to Play Better Golf Today, Lessons of a Lifetime, and the Impact Snap, all available on HaneyUniversity.com. You can also send your golf swings into golf schools with an S at HankHaney.com. We got an email earlier this week that one of the instructors at the Hank Haney Golf Ranch, Cliff Mishler, gave someone incredible tips and they shot their lowest score of the year. So go send your swings, a down-the-line video, to golf schools at HankHaney.com. When we come back, navigating the lies. That's next.
Okay, Tim, we've covered a lot of territory. We've covered hoodies. We've covered famous number 41s. We have covered Masters news. I mean, breaking Masters news. Average Joe can buy stuff at the Masters tournament this year online. Not yet, but stay tuned, because that website is going to crash, I bet, with all the purchases. But now, I mean, the grand finale is navigating the lies. Maybe you can fill us in on that, Tim.
Yeah, so I got a big night tonight, and I'm just going to be upfront with it. Since this podcast isn't airing until after tonight, after it happens tonight, I'm proposing to my girlfriend tonight. Okay. I'm proposing to my girlfriend tonight. And one, I want to thank the great predictor Steve Johnson and all my haters out there for...
I'm not a hater, man. I'm not a hater of yours.
No, I didn't say you were a hater. I said, okay. I want to thank the great predictor, Steve Johnson, his son, and all the other haters out there, because as I was taking these girls bowling in the past on my previous date so I could bowl a 200, shooting baskets with them so I can improve my basketball shot, and running football routes so I could, you know, get ready for the football season. I was taught a lesson, and I learned a lesson, because with my girlfriend now, the one I love, the one I'm going to propose to, we went on a date and I suggested the date. She loves volleyball. I enjoy volleyball. I love volleyball too. We played volleyball this summer. Our first date was playing volleyball together. We were peppering at a park, and she told me this the other day. She was like, once I realized that we were going to play volleyball, I was like, okay, we got something here. So I just want to thank Steve, his son, the Grant one, for their tips and suggestions. Even Hank even gave me suggestions. I mean, they'd put me on blast. I mean, could you really blame me? I wanted to bowl a 200. That was my goal of the year last winter. So I took girls bowling, and apparently bowling is supposed to be some sort of a good date. And honestly, it worked out great, because it never would have worked out with those girls bowling anyway. I was able to, you know, try to check a career goal off the list and bowl a 200. And now I found the love of my life, and I'm proposing tonight. So it's all working out pretty well.
So let's get a little history here. How long have you known this girl, Tim?
We've known each other for about 4 months.
Okay, nice. And does she have a job?
Yes, she does.
Okay, all righty. And have you guys discussed our kids in the future?
Of course we have, yeah.
Okay, nice, nice. Have you waited for the nuptials?
The nuptials? What's nuptials?
Like the wedding night. I mean, have you guys?
We are okay. Waiting for the wedding night. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a forever deal, right?
Forever
deal. For death till you part, right? For death better, for part. Worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poor.
Man, I feel like I'm getting married right now.
No, but you know, I know you've thought about this, and I know this means a lot to you. You know, it's in these days, it is really, it's tough for a lot of young people to meet somebody significant enough to even consider being married. You know, things have changed a lot. The dating on the apps. Remember what my mom said about that app dating, is that you got to watch out, because if you date on the app and you find someone on the app, it's you could get an STD. That's what she said. That's what she said. She was a little bit off base there. But, I mean, the world has changed a bunch. And one of the things that I hope doesn't change in your relationship is that this is a one-time deal, you know, and it's a great relationship. It's going to be a long relationship, and it will have challenges along the way. It's not all roses, but it's one of the more significant things that you're going to do in your life.
I'm pretty excited about it. So I teased navigating the lie. So navigating the lies, when you're a guy and you're proposing to your girlfriend and they're asking you what you're doing today and what you're doing this week and what you're doing tomorrow, you gotta lie. You gotta lie. I mean, you're not gonna tell you. When she asked me, what am I doing today? I told her I was gonna be in Hollywood all day. I'm playing golf with my cousin. That's all true. But I told her I was gonna be in Hollywood all day. I'm not gonna be in Hollywood all day. I'm meeting her I'm surprising her at her house with a proposal. So that's lie number one. It just makes me feel uncomfortable navigating the lies. And when you propose, you gotta navigate the lies. A couple weeks ago, she's like, oh, what are you up to today? I was like, oh, you know, I'm going shopping. When I wasn't, I was going shopping for groceries. I was buying some golf balls to go golfing. When I wasn't, I was shopping for a wedding ring at Shanko.com, at Shanko, a great wedding ring area in the Minneapolis area.
Nice.
And then she asked me what I was doing the next day, and I actually was shopping, but I couldn't tell her that I was shopping because the previous day I told her I was shopping, so I just told her I was chilling. So...
But I didn't know you were such a liar.
I'm not lying for my sake. I want to tell her the truth, but I'm not going to tell her that I'm shopping for a wedding ring right now. I'm not telling her that I've just bought this wedding ring. I'm not telling her that I'm proposing tonight, because then it ruins the element of the surprise. She's like, what did you do today? Well, honestly, I got your father's blessing. But
well, that's awesome.
To be lying, I'm not going to tell you that. I went shopping.
So why don't you give us listeners? I mean, we're in the small circle, the circle of trust here. You haven't popped the question yet, but can you just give us a little some hints on how you plan this day out? Are you just going to go knock on the door and say, "Hey, I lied and I want to marry you," or what? How's this going to play out?
Yeah. So the way it's playing out, so she works today, sort of into the evening time. Okay, so. I talked with her family, all of her family's in the know. And, so I'm going to go to her house at like 5:15, and, she lives with her sister and brother-in-law, and, I'm going to set up, she thinks I'm in Hollywood all day. So I'm going to set up the proposal spot in the house. So when she gets home from work, she's going to see flowers at the front door when she opens up the door. And then they're a big gaming family. Okay. They love games. Okay. They love games. So I'm going to have a trail of cards, like a deck of cards, okay? The hearts. I'm going to have like a line of hearts leading to where I am, somewhere in the back of the house. And then where I am is the ring, obviously. And then I also have a poster board of pictures of her and I on this poster board saying, I love you. So, hopefully it's a surprise, I guess.
Okay, so she walks in the door. She sees the flowers. She could be tipped off there. Does she have a favorite flower?
Not really, no.
Okay, so what kind of flowers? I mean, obviously, there's no flowers are blooming up in Minnesota. They're all frozen right now.
Well, Cub Foods has great flowers.
Okay, all right. So you're going to get some nice flowers. Then you've got the deck of cards that is going to be strewn out on the floor. What's she going to think when she sees that, Tim?
That's a good question. I don't know. But another giveaway here. So our song is Higher Love by Whitney Houston and Kujo. And that's going to be playing out in the background as well. So I feel like she might be suspecting something.
Ooh. Hey, and you guys have talked about this or no?
About how about, I'm going to propose?
About the whole deal about marriage and getting married. And do you think that she's anticipating some type of, do you think her father tipped her off? Was basically.
Well, her sister actually told me that she thinks I was proposing on Saturday, but I'm not. I'm proposing on Friday night.
Okay.
And however, I do think that thought has changed, because last week I set up a date for the 24th Saturday to try to make it special, to try to throw her off the mark a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another lie. I mean, it was a set up a fake date.
Okay, so you got to start out by confessing a series of confessions of all these lies.
Afterwards, once she says yes, I'll talk to her about it afterwards. And then after I propose, our families are going to come over to the house and we're all going to have dinner together.
So do you want to hear what the great predictor thinks about this whole day?
Yes.
And okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. I'm seeing a trying day. This is a Friday, right? So this, I'm seeing a long day at work. She's tired.
Oh, man, you're negative.
No. Listen. You just got to take it in, okay? She had a long day at work. She's looking forward to getting home. She opens the door, and oh, my gosh, there's flowers there. Those are nice. Gosh, she's probably thinking, wow, my brother-in-law is really a thoughtful guy, bringing home flowers for his wife, my sister. And then she sees, uh-oh, that slob left cards on the ground. What the heck's he doing that for? And so until she sees you, I think it's something that she feels like she's walking in on something that is not really involving her. She hears the music. She sees you. She bursts into tears. She's so excited that I don't even think you have to ask the question, bud. I think she's saying yes when she sees you.
There we go. I love it. I love the positive thoughts.
So you've got to be patient with her, because I mean, Friday, this is as long. She's had a long week this week. Getting cold. Traffic's probably bad, because you know when the traffic, when the weather turns a little bit bad, if it's raining and stuff, the traffic's not good. So be patient. It's going to be great. It's going to be one of those great memories in your life. And we just got to start thinking, Hank and I have got to go buy some breakaway shirts for the reception.
There you go.
So we can pull the shirts off.
Let's go. Let's do it. Man. Let's do it.
Well, that's great. You got to fill us in next week on episode 42 of the Saturday Strong. You got to fill us in. And we're looking forward to hearing about it, Tim.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Saturday Strong episode 41. We dove into a lot today. Hoodies, grinding on the driving range, grinding in the snowflakes, navigating the lies, the Masters Pro Shop, sneaking into the Masters Clubhouse as Trip Keeney. We appreciate you listening. Follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the Great Predictor on Twitter at GreatPredictor1. You can follow me at Tim Porochka. We appreciate you making the podcast a part of your day. Stay safe, stay healthy, hit bombs, and make putts. Bye.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.